Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, hello, how's everybody? Good to see you, good to be back. I trust everyone had a groovalicious weekend. Anyhow, welcome Monday, hump day, the first day of the work week, the second day of the physical week. Today, blacks. Black, BLAX, blacks, BLACK, black, radio, we're going to be talking about Sir Mr. Robert Smalls, a black man who was an enslaved black man who escaped to freedom in a Confederate supply ship. He was born April 5th, 1839, and went home April 23rd, 1915. Born, he freed himself, his crew, and their families during the American Civil War by commandeering a Confederate transport ship, CSS Planter, P-L-A-N-T-E-R, in Charleston Harbor on May 13, 1862, and sailing it from the Confederate-controlled waters of the harbor to the U.S. blockade that surrounded it. He then piloted the ship to the Union-controlled enclave in Beaufort, Port Royal, Hilton Head area, where it became a Union warship. His example and persuasion helped convince Abraham Lincoln to accept black soldiers into the Union Army. After the Civil War, Mr. Smalls returned to Beaufort and became a politician, winning elections as a Republican. I'm going to say again, blacks, folks, winning the election as a Republican to the South Carolina legislature and the United States House of Representatives during the Reconstruction era. He authored state legislation providing for South Carolina to have the first free and compulsory public school system in the United States. He founded the Republican Party of South Carolina. Smalls was the last Republican to represent South Carolina's 5th congressional district until the election of Mick Mulvaney in 2010. Wow. Did you hear? He was the last Republican to represent South Carolina's 5th congressional district until the election of Mick Mulvaney in 2010. So in other words, they saw this beautiful black man who had a brain, who had super intelligence, so could not allow no more Republicans to ever represent South Carolina again until 2010. So all the 1900s, wow, all the 1900s, not one time did a Republican represent South Carolina. I keep telling y'all, man, I am in and of a Republican from now until it's over, because as I am already made aware of, Republicans was is about black folks. Republicans, just like Abraham Lincoln, he was skeptical about letting black men into the army, into the military, until Sir Mr. Robert Smalls showed him that how intelligent we are when we are doing what we do best, which is to, he did this himself. He did that. One more time. Sir Mr. Robert Smalls. Keep that in mind, that this Republican freed his family, his crew and his friends by commandeering a transport ship from the Confederate. So one more time, here is what black men and women do. We change it. We do the three W's, change the whole wide world. One more time, I am an in and of a Republican thanks to people like Sir Mr. Robert Smalls. I am an in and of a Republican thanks to others who came before Mr. Smalls. And I'm going to stay a Republican in and of because of them. Anyhow, Sir Mr. Robert Smalls, a black man who made Abraham Lincoln look at black men and include them in and as soldiers to help the Union, because here this black man took their ship and brought it over to the Union. One more time. He did what all black men and women do. The three W's. He changed the whole wide world. As always, thank you, Mr. Robert Smalls. Asante Sana, Mr. Robert Smalls. As always, in ending, a black man, three W's, changed the whole wide world. Asante Sana, thank you very much. Moja Kufanda, love. Baraka, blessings. Peace from above. Amani Kutoka. You. Trip fees. Cool, calm, and collected. Trip fees.